The Beis Yosef asks a kasha. Not the kasha you're thinking of. The Beis Yosef asks a different kasha. We say in the Al Hanisim, Nosarto giborim biyad chaloshim, v'rabim biyad matim, t'men biyad toim, v'sham biyad tzedikim, v'zeinim biyad oskei sorosecho. So the Beis Yosef asks that they're all opposites. Giborim and chalosh, the giver is strong, the chalosh is weak. The rabbim are many, the ma'atim are few. Tameim are tomei, and toim are torah. Reshoyim is the opposite of tzedikim. But what's the pshat zedim, v'oskei sorosecho? What's the hepech? What's the contrast? What's the opposite? Why is oskei sorosecho the opposite of zedim? What is zedim and what's the contrast with oskei sorosecho? So the Gra, the Bir HaGra, says the following, and he quotes the pasuk Tehillim, zedim helitzuni ad ma'oid, v'saros chalo notisi. Zedim, Zad the Vilna Gaon, Zedim Helitsuni. Zedim made the tsonas. Hanafel Pikain Vitaros Cholona Tisi. Another posuk in Mishle I saw brought down. Zed, you're here, late Shemoi. A Balgaiva Dikalet, a proud let Shemoi. A Zaid, who's a Balgaiva, is a Let. So there's a connection between Zaidim and Letzim. What is a Zaid? A Zaid is a Let. What is a Let? What is Letzonus? Those who learned the Gemara in Soto will be remember that there are four Kitim that cannot be Nenem Izivashchina, Lossi Lovoi, Katrak Ronim, Kat Mesapri Loshon Hora, Kat Chenifim, and Kat Leitzim. So Leitzim seems to be a very severe, bad trait, that if he's a Letz, of course he can do tshuva, but if he's a Letz, that's his personality, that's his metzias, then he can't be Nenem as if Hashchina. But Sapri Loshon Hara, a person who makes a profession out of saying Loshon Hara, it's a Baal Loshon Hara, can't be Nenem as if Hashchina. A machanef, a person who approves of a rishoyim and laughs along with them and accepts their behavior, he can't be the nemesis of a shechina. A shakron can't be nemesis of a shechina. So what's so terrible about letz? What is the tzonus? I saw a story about Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chabina Rav, Zeichet Tzadik Avrocha, the Chabina Rav, in his time, our Rosh Hashiva Zeichet Tzadik Avrocha, first we recognized him as a Godel Hador. The Chabina Rav doesn't tell stories. He's not a storyteller. If he tells a story, it's to learn something from it. And he told the following story to his Talmidim, and I saw this quoted somewhere, about Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, an honor from the Gresta Anivas. And it was a time to make a chasen. He's marrying off his daughter. And the chasen came from a very wealthy family. And it was the day of the chasen. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said to the chasen's father, the mechutin, "Nu, what do you say about the kala, his daughter?" So the mechutin said, "Mechitesi, you know, okay, fine, you know, nothing to write home about." Okay. So then the chasen proceeded, and then they came to the seuda. During the seuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger was nowhere to be found. They searched high and low, couldn't find Rabbi Kiva Eger. The owner of the hotel where the chasen was taking place said, "Oh, there's a room upstairs in the attic, a room full of svarim. Maybe he's there." So they go up to the room, and sure enough, Rabbi Kiva Eger is there learning. So they say, "Why did you come?" The mechutin went in. "Why did you come down to the seuda?" He said, "I asked you about the kala, and you said, mechitesi, letzonus. But Moshe of Leitzim, lo Yoshev, I can't sit in the Moshe of Leitzim. I can't join you for the Suda." And Rekiva Eger did not join him for the Suda. Rekiva, who was the honor, the most humble of people, but he couldn't sit in the Moshe of Leitzim. because the Mechutin said about the color, mech tesi, like, ooh, yeah, what? Okay, fine. So what is the tzonis? The tzonis, Chazal say, ein letz. One, the tzonis is doiche mea techochas. You give a shmooze, and you give it to a chocha, and a shtark, and one person interrupts the shmooze, he makes a letz, makes a joke. It's doiche, the techochas. It nullifies the techocha that the person who is giving. The tzonis is not just a joke. The tzonis is being mevatel the cheshivas of something. This is the kala. It's a choshava young girl who's getting married. And when the mechutin says mech tesi, he's mevatel her cheshivas, takes away her cheshivas. That's what the tzonis is. Person's giving techocha and somebody makes a joke, he's mevatel. He nullifies the techocha that's being given. We say in the Alanisim that the Yevonim, what do they want to do? Hashkicham teirosecha, ulavir mehukiritzinecha. They wanted hashkicham. They wanted us to forget hashkicham, to make us forget teirosecha. The Baruch Hashem's Torah. How do you forget Torah? What makes you forget Torah? So I saw about the Rogachova, somebody said about him who met him in person, he said, the Rogachova, he remembered everything. He knew everything. He knew Kol Torah Kula, everything. More than that, it was at his fingertips. He didn't have to look up anything. It was there. But it wasn't because he had a phenomenal memory. Maybe he did, but that's not what it is. It's because it was with him constantly. You remember something that happened. By the Rogachova, it never happened. It is. It's happening. Happening now, he never forgot, because it's there with him right now. The Hashkicham Torah Secha, to make us forget Torah. If the Torah is with us constantly, then we don't forget it. You know, I know myself, I've heard many, many Vertlach, Divrei Torah, and unfortunately I've forgotten many of them. But some of them stick in my mind. I'll always remember from years and years ago. Why is that? Because when I heard that Devar Torah, I heard that Vort, it made such a roshim on me, it became part of me, I didn't forget it. And that's Pshal Hashkicham Torah Secha. If Torah is part of us, it becomes part of us. It's not Pshat we forget, it's part of us. We can't forget it, because it's a chelik of us. And the Greeks, the Yevonim, sought the Hashkicham Torah Secha to mevatel the cheshivas of Torah. They were zedim, they were leitzim. They wanted to mevatel the cheshivas of Torah. That was their tachlis, that was their purpose. The Hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted us to forget Torah. So what is the opposite of Zedim, who were Latzonim, who were Leitzim, who wanted us to forget the Torah? The opposite of that is being Oisik. Zedim, Mosalti, Vezedim Biyad Oiski Torah Secha. Being Oisik in Torah is the antidote to those who want us to make us forget Torah. If we're not machshiv Torah, if there are forces that want us to forget Torah, to annul the Torah, then the way to deal with that is oiskim b'sorei secho. You know, in Purim, the Gemara says in Megillah that bishvil, because l'osku b'torah, the Yidden word oisik in Torah, nase sonish l'kodesh baruch hu mach, made the Kivayachal, the Ribbon Shalom, not strong enough, Kivayachal, to say, in other words, Ribbon Shalom didn't want to save us. That we did, the Gemara says before, the different time we did, but not being Oisik in Torah, that tied the Ribbon Shalom's hands, so to speak, because they weren't Oisik in Torah. They being Oisik in Torah, and then they were subjected to that, the Gezerah of the Hashmit, to destroy them. But the Oisik B'Torah, is counteracts that, being Oisik in Torah. We all know that in Eretz Yisrael there are forces that want to be mevatel Torah. They want to mamash leitzim. They want to take away the cheshivas of learning Torah. They want to mevatel the koich of Torah. There are forces that are like that. And the only way to counteract that is oisik b'Torah. It doesn't mean, because we live here in America and that's happening in Eretz Yisrael, We're all one people. We're all one Am. Am Echad. We're all one. It doesn't matter whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, we live in America, or live in Europe. We're all one people. And our being Oisik in Torah is the only force that can counteract the force of Latzonis. Zedim, Helitzuni. The Zedim made Latzonis for me. They tried to take away my Torah. Amita Rosh Cholonotisi, but I will not turn from your Torah. Zedim, Biyad, the Leitzim, the Zedim, Biyad Oiski Serusecho, and that's the Koyach to counteract the Zedim Latzonis is being Oisik in Torah. An Oisik in Torah can be both be'ion, it can be be'kiyos. Oisik in Torah means total involvement. Total involvement. It means thinking and trachting and going through a sugya and trying to understand the rishon of the achron. It can be by learning be'kiyos to know. Be'kiyos doesn't mean translating the words. Be'kiyos doesn't mean to read the article translation of the Gemara. That's not what be'kiyos is. That's translation. Be'kiyos is learn the Gemara, but don't shtelzach on everything. Go weiter. Learn the Gemara, have a kasha, bothers me this thing, weiter. That's what be'kiyos is. That's called oisig in Torah. Reading an English translation is not oisig in Torah. Oisig, you can look up something, you have a shvekat, a hard word, you don't understand. But to be oisig in Torah requires to think and tracht and understand what we're saying. That's what oisig in Torah means. Chanukah is a zman of being Oisik in Torah. It's difficult. We go away on Chanukah. It's a shame that we go away from Torah on Chanukah, a time of being Oisik in Torah. It wasn't always like that. I said once before in a shmuz. It tells yeshiva in Cleveland they did not give off Chanukah. Chanukah was part of the zman. They gave off a different week. They didn't give off Chanukah. And I remember here in the yeshiva, first Chanukah I was here, after Mincha, the Rosh Yeshiva's Atzal turned around, and he saw a lady kebeis medrash. There was like maybe a third of the bottom were there. And the Rosh Yeshiva was all upset. He used to express his frustration. Remember the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, he was like with his hand, he was like, what? Who is the Olam? Where is everybody? He like, next year, we're not going to give off Chanukah. But some people had to go home Chanukah. It bothered him. He went away Chanukah. But now he came in yeshiva, the Chanukah is off. But it's still a chiyuv to be Oisik in Torah. Just because we have off doesn't lessen the being Oisik in Torah. And if we are away and we're not in the yeshiva, but we learn over the Bein HaZman, I won't call it Bein HaZman, we learn over the off Shabbos, and we have to be Oisik, whatever amount of time that we learn during that off weekend, whatever amount of time, whether it's 1 hour or 4 hours, but it should be a time of Oisik in Torah, nothing else. That hour or that time, whatever it is, should be totally involved in Torah. That's Oisik in Torah. The Al HaNisim continues and says, Tameim Biyad Tahorim. What's Tameim? Tameim, there's such a stress on Tameim and Tahorim in the Chanukah. They found the Pach Shemen, which was saved from becoming Tamei. They came into the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, the Tiarus Mikdoshecha, they were Matayrit. Tumah, I think Tumah is the disconnection, the disconnecting a person from the Rabboni Shalom. When one's alive, he has an neshama. And the neshama is what connects us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person dies, so the neshama leaves the guf. The guf is no longer connected to the Rabboni Shalom, therefore the guf is tamei. A behema, while it's alive, has a function. It's there to serve man. When the animal dies, it has no function. It's tamei. And you can work out the other tumah. I think they all fit into that category. A sota is called tomei, not just a name, but the Gemara learns halachas of tuma that apply to a sota. She was mizane with another man. She severed the tie with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what a sota. She broke that ties with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what Tomei is. The Yevonim were called Tomeim. Tomeim v'yad Tohorim. Why were they called Tomeim? Because they wanted to sever our ties with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Hashkicham Torah Secho. Yisrael v'yoraisa v'kudshei Barichu chadhu. That we're all one. Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah. Torah is our tie to Ribbono Shel Olam. They were Tomeim because they were Zaydim, because they were Leitzim, because they wanted to make us forget the Torah. They wanted to make us forget the Torah because by not learning the Torah, not being osed in the Torah, our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam is broken. And they were not successful. Tomeim b'yad Tohorim. But we were Tohorim. We were connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam because we were osed in Torah. By them being Matayah, the Beis HaMikdash, by them being Osek in Torah, they removed the Latzonos, the Zaydim, from the Yevonim. And Tak, it's the opposite. Zaydim, B'yad Oski Soyosecho, that's the opposite. The Leitzim, they were the ones who wanted to mevatel the Torah, make us forget the Torah. They were overcome because Oski Soyosecho, because we was Osek in Torah. We made Torah. We were involved, orangutan in the Torah, and that connected us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to say to all of you should have a Freilich and Chanukah, and a Chazkus in Limud Torah, and that Chanukah should be for all of us a strengthening in our connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and through that bring about the ultimate Geula B'mehirah B'yameinu.